The failure of the Obama Nation to make the same splash as its predecessors says something about the current media and political landscapes, specifically that nobody is fact-checking. Charles Kaiser pointed this out. He blogs about the press for Radar Online. His blog is called Full Court Press. Charlie, welcome to OTM.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So your recent post was called The End of Nonfiction, which is a bit of eye-catching hyperbole, but you're not saying that in the good old days, publishing houses were paragons of fact-checking, were you? What's really changed?
Well, I think serious publishers like Simon & Schuster were at least concerned that they were publishing authors who were trying to get their facts right, and I think it's perfectly obvious that in this case, this imprint of Simon & Schuster, Threshold Books, under the tutelage of Mary Madeline, the Republican operative turned publisher, couldn't care less about whether the facts are accurate or not, because several things that the author says are directly contradicted by things that Obama has written or said, very easily checkable. And they weren't interested in a fact checker because the author says the purpose of this book is to defeat Obama. And as a result, he's willing to take any fact or non-fact, as the case may be, and put it in the book.
So you say that Simon & Schuster in particular ought to hang its head in shame because it has a legacy of good fact-checking of extraordinary nonfiction in such books as, say, All the President's Men?
Yeah, all the kinds of books which are published by Alice Mayhew, who is Miss Nonfiction at Simon & Schuster and who obviously would never have anything to do with a book like this and who tells her friends that there is a firewall between Threshold, the imprint which published this book, and the rest of Simon & Schuster.
Now, you're saying that this is clearly a political book. Mary Madeline, the former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, says that it is not a political book. She says, rather, it's a piece of scholarship.
Yes, for which I bestowed upon her the 2008 Chutzpah Award of Full Court Press.
Now, polemical tomes like these have proven to be really good business for imprints all across the political spectrum, especially the right-wing spectrum. Regnery Press, for instance, has had a string of bestsellers by putting out polemics.
Well, obviously, Simon & Schuster had Regnery envy. They saw these books selling in the tens or even hundreds of thousands of books, and they wanted a piece of the action.
What's really hard is to try and guess what the impact is or will be of this book and of the debunking of this book. As some people have noted, you know, Ron Paul's book was at the top of the bestseller list, but it didn't move the population to vote for him. Maybe the bestseller list doesn't really serve as a particularly good dipstick of public mood.
Well, and so far, there's no reason to believe that this is an authentic bestseller because even though it appeared at number one, it appeared at number one with a dagger, which the New York Times explains means that the bookstores reporting to them are reporting bulk sales of this book. And that means that they're using a very old strategy of just trying to figure out which books are reporting to the New York Times list and then sending people in to buy the book in droves. So it could be completely phony. We also don't really know how many books are out there. As usual, as all publishers do, they've given a variety of estimates from between 300,000 and 425,000 of how many they've published. My guess is it's a lot closer to 100,000. The only hard number we have is from the Nielsen Book Scan, which says it sold about 40,000 books in the first week.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Charles Kaiser writes a blog about the press and politics for Radar Online called Full Court Press.